Okay, we are live. Where is that thing?
Hi, I'm Samuel, and this is Duty. Have you signed up for the launch of There's an Alien in My Toilet on Kickstarter? I hope that you do. It's going to be a hilarious ride. The link is in the summary. See you there.
What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze, we have Pops Vance Ant, and we're going to be talking to him about his projects, everything he's got going on. He is busy, so we're going to be talking about that later.
He's getting busy. We're getting busy. I almost hit the wrong button, so let's get it.
We are the only show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement,
cast the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. I know you want to do it. Catch the Craze.
Welcome to Catch the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam Vera, and I am with
George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, Sam? What's happening, everybody? We are live. And we are back with another exciting episode of Catch the Craze. We have a new setup. I think you all see it. We are streaming through a different platform. Sam's been working hard behind the scenes. I can hear everything. I can see everything. I'm a happy man. But we have Pops Fans Ann on the show today, and that is going to be a blast as well. What's happening, Sam? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing. It's been busy. Sam's been busy, man. Yo. You know, this brokerpreneur stuff is like, what the hell? So I got to pop some bottles. So I'm popping some bottles because, you know, we got a lot to celebrate, George. George, yes, the Dreamer Medina.
Yes, we do.
Got to 90,000 views. 90,000 views.
That's big. That's big. Huge. Huge.
That is humongous fungus, bro.
That's
humongous
right.
Fungus. That's so right. Yeah, so I decided to pull out the old manège à trios. I don't know how to say that stuff, but it sounds really fancy. But I pulled this bottle out. Normally I save it for guests, but I was like, you know what?
I
usually do the cheap stuff for me, like the set of home I'll drink for me, but all the fancy stuff I save for when I have guests over, you know, so they can, you know, like, you know, so they can Sam's, you know, making it rain.
What is that? A cab? What is that? A Cabernet? What is that?
This is a red blend. I don't know. I've had already three cups, bro.
Oh, you're already nice. Oh, you're already feeling it. Okay. Big shout out to Michael San Martino, Hussein Yo, and Posh Van Zandt, our guest that's coming up in a few minutes. He's in the chat chilling.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Michael San Martino in the house.
Look at these features that we have now. Well, we can share we no longer have to read them out loud for everybody. Now we can just pop them up. We're moving on up. We are growing up.
What's
growing up right
Trish
before
in the house.
What's up, Trish? Look at that. Look at that. And you guys get a roaring applause every time you come on.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
Dude, I like this setup, bro. I really like this setup. I can see I see the intro now. I can hear the beat. I can hear the people screaming. Now we can share what people are posting on what were we waiting for, right?
You know what happened was, when we first decided to go, you know, streaming, at that time, We were having problems. Remember how many services we went through that we couldn't just get? Everything was having issues. So then Zoom seemed to have been the one that was working for us. So we went with Zoom, and then we used StreamYard to go live. But then StreamYard, when we tried to use their platform, people were bouncing off and getting kicked off the platform. Remember?
I remember.
And so I was like, but I had a, you know, I had a 1 year a contract, you know, so I signed up for a year. So I had to wait till the year expired. The year expired, I eliminated Zoom, I eliminated Restream, and now we are, what's up, Veronica in the house?
Beto, what's up? Check you out. Checking us out on YouTube.
The love sharing out the cuteness, the comic, not you. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I can hear that. I can hear the laugh.
It reminded me of Rudolph when she said he's cute. She's like, she says I'm cute. Remember he goes flying the first time he flew? Cops read it. What's up? So there's no more Restream. There's no more Zoom. It is now StreamYard. So I spent a day converting everything to StreamYard, and I used OBS. So we had templates in OBS that are no longer relatable to, you know, StreamYard. So I had to convert everything. So now 100% StreamYard going forward. This is the new look for the show going forward. It might change down the road because, you know, I'm a little anal about that stuff. But for now, this works for me. It's easy. It's simplistic. It gets the job done.
I like it. I like it. It's clean. It's nice. You know, I really do like it. Did you take our names off at the bottom there? You did. You can do that too. Nice. Oh, when look at it. Look at that. When the messages come up, they go away. Love it. Love it.
So yes, we do want to share the fact that also previous till today, the message was if you wanted to be a guest on Catch the Craze, go to crazycomics.com.
Yeah.
Fill out the form. No more. Don't do it. Don't DM us on Instagram, none of that stuff. Those ghosts, there's a link in the summary.
Do not send us any more of those messages.
There's gonna be a link in the summary that you'll be able to just hit. It's gonna say be a guest on Catch the Craze. You hit that link and it's gonna take you to a booking system that you're gonna be able to book yourself based on availability, and you'll be able to pick the slot, and that's how it is. And then all it says is if you're new to Catch the Craze and you want to be on the show, please subscribe. And also it's gonna direct you to send your press kit, bio, and headshots to the email, which is contact@catchthecraze.com. And simple. So because we were inundated. Oh my God.
So wait, Sammy. So simple, because it literally is a calendar. Like you're going to see a calendar with blue dots, gray dots. If it's grayed out, you can't get on the show. If it's blue, it's good to go. You click on it, it's going to give you two time slots, a 7 and an 8 o'clock. Which one you want, 7 or 8. You click on 7 o'clock, for example, it'll take you to another screen. And then in that screen, you'll send your email. You'll let us know if it's a Kickstarter or not. The Kickstarter, if it's alive, so that way we know whether we can pre-record it or we can go live with it. That's going to help us determine that. And then you can just send us anything else you need to send us, whether it's a bio, headshot, and all that other fun stuff.
Right.
So yeah, so Sammy's made it very, very simple. So now you can do that. You send it out and Sam gets an automatic alert that's happened. And then that time is gone so that the next person that comes on. So it's first come, first serve. So if you want to get on a show, and you know you need a 7 o'clock time slot, look for the dates that still have the 7 o'clocks available. If there is no 7 o'clock on there or 8 o'clock on there, that means those are taken.
Unless you're Pops Van Zandt and you know somebody, Pops. And you just be like, hey, Sam, you know, hook your brother up. And say, I got you, Pops. I got you. You bypass the line. You know, everybody's online waiting for that new chicken sandwich from Popeyes. Pops Van Zandt comes straight to the window. It's like, you don't get to wait, Pops. I got you.
He's so got it like that. It okay. Okay, Pops.
That's how it works.
All right. That's what's up.
The bag is already packed, too. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Damn, Pop. How did he get that status? What did Pops have to do to get that status?
It's all love, man. It's all love. You know, Pop has nothing but love for the Craze. We got nothing love for Pops. And, you know, and that's how we do. We protect each other, right? You know, unite the clans. Unite the clans.
It sounds very cultish. It's starting to sound very, very cultish. I'm a little scared right now. But and you know what? I wanted to give a shout out also to all 521 of you subscribers to the channel. You are really making it happen. You're helping us grow as we go along. 521 of you. The road to 1,000 is real. It's happening. We are on our way. And you listen, 90,000 views, like I was saying, and you'll hear this on the 28th, may not sound like a lot to some people, like to the millions, yeah, like, to the guys like who have millions of followers
and stuff. But you know, what are you gonna do?
To us, boy, and Pops will know. And like I said at the in the other show that you'll see in the future, you know, for all our podcasting buddies, you know, the nerds of the round, big shout out to them. The girls over at Raging ABC, big shout out to them. You know, Daphne Lage, all those guys.
522. Pop saying we're at
522. Word. What? Look at that. For all you guys, you know how hard this is. You know how hard it is to build an audience, to get the views, to create content. Like, and I'm not talking about just once every 3 months. I'm talking about like consistent content. You know how hard it is to get up for that. And so the fact that we're doing it, you know, I like I said before, I got to pat ourselves in the back. This is great. I'm happy. We're celebrating. Sam is nice. He's feeling it right now. I got my water because, you know.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself. Yes. So thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for joining us. You know, 522, baby. All right. And we're still growing. We're live tonight and we're still growing. So I love it. There we go. The toilet craze, baby. That's a good segue, Trish. You rock. Let's talk about that next. That's next on the docket. What's happening in the world of craze? So let's talk about it. Boom.
Right. Boom. Boom. It's all about you, Darius Uranius. Yes. So yes, I did want to say thank you to the 53 people who have signed up to be alerted when we launch for the campaign on There's Nothing in My Toilet, and it launches February 15th. So, you know, duty needs to get to 100 soldiers. We got 53 soldiers. There he goes. There's that cover by George the Dreamer Medina, right? And so duty needs 100 soldiers before he gets to the orbit of Earth in order for him to do his alien invasion. So we have 53 of you. Who's going to be the other 47 to join the team and join Duty's army for his big takeover? Sign up today. The link is in the summary. Join the squad of There's an Alien in My Toilet. His name is Duty. He's from Uranus. You're never going to want to look at any other comedy again because he's going to make you remind you that you're a kid. Go back to the early days of Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, you know, Warner Brothers cartoons. He's going to make you reminisce again. And with that said, we also have another all ages series coming down the pike by George the Dreamer Medina. What is that, George?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But before, just so you guys know, February 15th, join us here live because we're going to be launching the campaign for There's an Alien in My Toilet.
Yes.
All new. We're going to be launching it on the 15th live. So if you want to get on that, you know, you can pledge live. We're going to have some fun, like we always do. I don't know. They may be raffles. We'll be giving stuff away. It's going to be a good time. Sam's got some surprises. Check out Brink and Fetch. All right. There you go. Check that out, guys. But the other one that we're doing, and Sam, thank you for the shout out, The Adventures of Wonder Dog, Duty and the Porcelain Pirates. That's a spinoff. Sign up for Wonder Duck today. Yes. The Adventures of Wonder Duck is also on the show notes at the bottom, will be at the show notes at the bottom. And I want to thank every single one of you who have already subscribed. Now, listen, the pre-launch page is up now. The campaign won't be out.
The campaign is launching 2028.
Keep going. Dig it. Keep it up.
2028. Yo, this is the longest launch on the planet.
Keep it up. So yes. I jumped the gun. I got so excited. I'm like, you know what? It's January 4th. I'm going to set the pre-launch page up. So it's up. It's up right now. There are a few of you already following. Thank you very much. And this is the part that Sam hates the most. I don't know why. For everyone who signs up today, for anyone who signs up before May for the pre-launch campaign, hit me up over at The Adventures of WD. You'll see it on the screen there under my name there. Hit me up there. Tell me that you have been, you know, hit the notify button. Tell me you subscribed, and I will email you a PDF. It's an 8x10 PDF that is not going to be available on the campaign. So nobody else can get it. Only the people who have been notified.
What?
And, oh, I need a button to say that I joined the toilet craze.
Yeah, there you go. There you, well, I, you know what? I'm glad you said that.
Boom.
Because boom. I'm working on something for my dudester. So if you're a dudester, there's something special coming down the pike. Yo, Pop is on the end. Pop has his agents everywhere. Yeah, he knows before I know. Man, we have up to 55 now.
Come on, bro.
It is crazy.
Anyway, yes. So yo, let me finish this up.
We're in the camp.
We can talk. I'm telling you, it's that cult, bro. It's that cult. Listen, so for everyone who has already signed up to the pre-launch page, please send me a message. I will send you an 8x10 PDF, which when the campaign goes live and you do pledge, I will add the 8x10 print to your package when I mail it out to you. So that's what's going on with the Adventures of Wonder Duck.
And I got something for you.
What you got?
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Okay. All right. I got you. So that's what's going on. So we're excited.
He's giving away everything. He's giving away his socks. You know, like, damn, he's giving stuff. Bro, but I'm working on something for my dudesters. If you're a true dudester, you're going to get something. I'm telling you, I got something in the works.
I don't even know why Sammy gets motivated by me giving stuff away.
You know what it is? Because those are cool, creative ideas. I'm like, I didn't think about that. Right? So I'm like, damn. So I got to come up with something.
It's all right.
You will come up with something. It's motivation.
Absolutely. And February 15th. And you know what? This only helps everybody else out, right? The rewards are being reaped by those people who hit the notify me button. So you guys win. You know, this little friendly competition that Sam has created only helps you guys out. So there you go. You're welcome.
Look, I came from the block. And on the block, you know, it's survival of the fittest. It's always a competition, right? Mm-hmm. So you had to fight to compete. So, and you got called out all the time. So I'm just built one way. But George is like, well, you know what? How about I give you a lollipop? And I'm like, what? No, I didn't get a lollipop.
Do not get it twisted. You get me on a basketball court, and I am not a nice person. Yeah. You can ask all of my cousins. You can ask anybody who knows me. When we get on a basketball court, when it's a sport, we are going to compete.
The problem is I had to leave basketball because people got hurt. I didn't know what.
You're a group. You're an animal.
Somebody got elbowed.
You're an animal. You're an animal. You're playing football. Like, you should be playing basketball. That's the problem.
They put me in football. They said, you know what? You ever see Greece where John Travolta was trying out from all these different sports? And they were like, you know what? We're going to put you over here because, you know what? Long distance running, you're not going to hurt anybody. I was the guy that, you know, you got hurt. So I played football instead. It wasn't intentional, but that I grew up on the block. And, you know, that's what you know how to do. But
you should have been playing football.
You know, enough about football. Enough about George giving everything away.
Enough. We didn't even talk about the fact that I lost my voice yesterday. And I couldn't.
He lost his voice screaming for men in shorts.
Wow. Look at that. Get canceled. You're getting canceled today.
George was at the game this weekend, and he was screaming like a cheerleader in the crowd, and he lost his voice.
I get excited, dude. I overdid it. But listen, let's bring in the person
who came to the house
today. All right?
So, yes.
Pops Van Zandt coming up.
So with that said, if you want to promote your campaign, but you don't have time to come on the show, here's a great way to do this. So we're going to run to this commercial and we come back. We're coming back with Pops Van Zandt.
Do you have a Kickstarter campaign and you're trying to figure out how to get the word out? You look online and you see the competition is fierce. Comic-Cons are slowly coming back, but in the meantime, how do you spread the word? You worked for hours creating your campaign. You post on as many social media sites as possible, trying to get the word out to no avail. Well, look no further. Why not sponsor an episode of Cast the Craze Podcast, the fastest growing indie podcast in the market today? That 30-second promo can get you an extra 2 to 3 backers or more. Who knows? Let's go. Hit the link below and get one step closer to a successful campaign.
All right. There he is, the man of the hour.
What's up?
Look at that setup, man.
Before you guys start, 90,000, baby.
There you go. Salud, brother. Salud.
Mm. Ooh.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh. gotta be combo, baby.
Toilet paper is also accepted in this house for you, Duty. I love it.
My friends.
What's Pops, up, brother?
Pops, it's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've seen the shows you've done with Sam. I've never actually been on the show yet, but welcome. Thank you for coming on. Love the hat. I love it. Yes. It's awesome. What's going on?
It represents a lot of people. You know, it represents a lot of people, man. If you got one of these pins in your campaign,
I got a button. You know, I got one.
It's like you see what I'm saying. Now some of these Trish in the chat. Trish made the Pops one and the Madness one right there.
All right. Nice.
So you know, she made a bunch of them for me with the nice little business card backer in little baggies. I'll show you the product, man.
Yeah, Trish is gonna be on the show soon.
Check these out. Okay, they got their little baggie, got my business card on one side, got the pin with one of the pieces of crom art. You know, it's like she put these together, it's cool as hell, man.
That's cool, man. I love making them for you on it to be part of the madness. Yeah, that's awesome, Trish. Good job. Can't wait to have her on the show. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, she is fun. And I'll tell you what, be ready. Have your disclaimer up, all that, you know.
That's what I forgot. I gotta get that up.
I love it.
Look, 90,000, man. That's big, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Every day we're hustling.
I mean, I don't even think I'm the 20,000 yet, you know, but I mean,
now, you probably are. I'm sure you're up there.
I'm right around 20, I think, somewhere in that, you know, between 18 and 20, something like that. But hell, I've only really been doing it on my own channel for a year.
I was on
Indie Comics Cast, and I was on the road show. I was on other people's platforms.
Right.
Before I started building my own. I'm having a blast, guys.
That's awesome. You know what's up. That's awesome. So Pops, I don't know much about the show itself. I've watched a few episodes of it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. For those who don't know who Pops Van Zandt is, for those who are watching right now, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Tell us how you came up in this crazy industry. You know, go all the way back, where you're from, all that stuff. Give us the rundown.
Well, it starts in a grocery store checkout line. Okay, nice. Where I look over and I see my dude Thor on the cover of a comic book. I was a mythology nerd. I didn't know Thor had his own comics and shit. It wasn't even a Thor comic. It was Defenders 10. It was Thor and the Hulk.
Okay.
Wow. And I was like, oh, hey, Ma, wanna pick this up for me? You know, Mom's like, are you going to read it? And I was like, well, got Thor, Ma. I want to check it out.
It sounds like Ma, Meatloaf, Ma. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the checkout line at the grocery store, you know, Mom can't be bothered with candy and shit, but you might actually read, Mom might spring a quarter for it. It was 20 cents or a quarter, something like that back then, you know. And I mean, you know, that began my journey in comic books. I've been a lifelong fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
I mean, my background ain't a green screen. That's home, yo. You know.
So wait, Pops, you being a huge, you know, just mythology nerd, did you like the Thor comic, being that it wasn't so true, say, to like some of the mythology, or did you find it that it was, you know, you were like, nah, that's kind of cool.
If you know what Defenders 10 is, you know that it's the last book in the original crossover, the Avengers versus the Defenders. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, back in the day, all the comics were in the spinner racks. And when the new ones came in, they got jammed in the front and the old shit just got smashed to the back. Right.
Right.
So I have the last book of what looks like it was a badass story.
Right.
I'm going from store to store, spinner rack to spinner rack, trying to find Avengers. I think it's 115 through 118 or 119, and Defenders 7 through 11, I think, are the books that were involved, right? So now I'm trying to find all the books so I can actually read the whole story.
Hmm.
So yeah, I'd say it affected me a little bit. It definitely,
a little bit. Yeah, you were hooked.
You know, you were. sunk it in deep, yanked me off into a whole different direction, basically. I became an FF fan and a Thor fan and Silver Surfer and Elektra. Those are my, the ones that made an impression on me. But then we all come to today or to a couple years ago when I got kicked out of a group that I was like really a heavy contributor to, right? I was one of the people that post, just like I do in my own group. I was that guy. I was the guy posting all the time going, yo, you check everything out, being me, right? They kicked me out of the group one day, and I never even got an explanation why. But I was really bummed out. I was like, man, F social media. I'm done, right? And that lasted about 2 days. And I was like, no, screw that. I'm going to make my own group. And the comic related madness was born. And that was October of 19, right when everything started getting weird.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, seriously, yeah. Right when everything started getting weird. Okay. So come around to April of 2020 and Emerald City goes down. Now I have this little group. It's got 400 or 500 people in it, but some of the founding members are most excellent people. Brian Polito, Michael Monty Moore, Greg Horn. Some of the people that joined this group in the beginning are pretty badass people. The group caught on. And when I had been talking to Brian for a few years, because I'm, a big fan of Lady Death and I've been following him for a long time. So when Emerald City went down, I was like, yo, Brian, what are you going to do? And Brian had already shipped everything to Seattle. And he's like, well, I'm just going to have everything shipped home and I'm going to have a sale next weekend online. And I was like, well, damn, he's got a huge following and he's probably going to unload most all that stuff. And he did. I said, well, what about all my other friends that don't have those kind of resources that paid for tables that they're not getting refunded on? They're getting credit for next year. You see what I'm saying? I had a whole bunch of friends that were like, what am I going to do?
Right.
And CromCon was born. That was when it started. And look at this, guys. This is the extent of my organizational skills when I started this. This is the paper plate that has the first CromCon. I went 3 days, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday, and you can see who it ended with. Okay. And he came out for 90 minutes and just gave us all kinds of gave everybody all kinds of pointers on running your campaign and being excited about what you're doing and being fun and friendly and fan interactive and all the things that you see Brian doing. That has built him a huge following, right? And so, I mean, did I think I'd be doing this still? No. I thought I'd do it through the summer, everything go back to normal, cons would come back, nobody would care, right? It was a flash in the pan thing that Pops did, right? But every month when I go to set up a sign-up post, this thing fills up in a day, less than a day. All day Saturday, all day Sunday, people hit me up, can I get on one of the panels? I missed a spot. Yeah, we got you, we'll figure it out. And it grew into, of course, Monday Madness was something that bled off of it. When I was on Indie Comics Cast, Jill was like, hey man, I need you to do a weekly show for the network. Monday Madness was born there, and it just has kept going. I've never stopped. I can proudly say I've never missed a show I've scheduled, although I have screwed up scheduling a couple times. But I've never missed a show that I scheduled. If I told everybody I was going to be out here, I was here, every time since I started doing this. I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah.
Pops, fun, man.
That sounds great, dude. So CromCon was a virtual kind of a convention.
It's virtual online.
Did you did that all by yourself? Like, that sounds like a crazy undertaking of just
especially having... for somebody with no con experience, no StreamYard experience. I mean, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing at all. Wow. Okay, I used to come out here and go, "Hey, man, look what I got today." That was the extent of my streaming. You know, jeez, I'd be like telling people what I got at the comic book store or whatever. And but way back in the day, I used to be a sidekick on Z-Rock for one of my buddies that was a DJ there. So I had a little bit of coming out here and talking experience and not being too freaked out about how many people are watching or listening or whatever.
Because you look like you're a shy guy, Pops. You look really
I've really grown into this. Yeah. I love doing this. I ain't gonna
That's
lie.
Awesome, man.
You know, I've had so much fun the last couple of years and met so many cool people.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I love that. I love that story. Now, since that first CromCon, how many have you had? How many have you done?
We did two that were Europe that were just for, you know, people in overseas.
Wow.
And this is going to be number 21. That's not,
damn,
you know, so 20, this will be 23.
Jeez.
You know, and those whole weekends, dude, when you come out Friday night and you do a pre-con show with the ladies, and then you get up Saturday morning and you come out here and you're out here all day till, you know, midnight on Saturday. And then you're out here at noon on Sunday till midnight on Sunday.
Wow.
And you got Monday Madness and then you've got Tuesday Morning Brew.
What?
And by Wednesday, I'm going to be fucking wiped just like I always am, you know.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how you do it. I was like, hats off to you because I was like, wait. He's streaming all day. And
it's going to be now I'm promoting my own project you know, our anthology, not just me. It's like everybody, man. There's a list of people.
I love the list.
So, you know, now I'm spending time promoting that as well. So it's not just my shows, but trying to get seen on other people's shows as well. Mm-hmm. You guys know the grind. Like you're talking about the grind of building your own channel. And then on top of that, trying to make sure that your book is seen and you get as many signups as you can for the project that you're suddenly was thrust upon me. Another thing I had, look, you'd have told me 2 months ago that I'd be putting together a comic book. I don't know. Yeah, but my partner, my campaign manager, Ryan, at Trash Can Conductor on Twitter, Ryan Neese, he hit me up and he's like, you know, we're talking and he's like, let me see some of that Crom art. And there's probably been 30 or 40 people that have drawn Crom. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's been drawn by a lot of people and it's cool. There's so many different renditions of him and, you know, it's like, it's amazing. So I start showing him the art and I show him the original, the Comic Related Madness logo. You guys know the red logo with the little troll in the middle. My avatar, as a matter of fact. Hold on. I'll show you. That guy right there, okay?
Nice.
Edwin R. Tex Padillo won the Comic Related Madness logo contest. Mm. And that's part of the logo, that little troll, right? So the character wasn't created as a character. It was part of a logo. So we kind of turned him into the group mascot and the group named him. And, you know, we kind of gave him a little personality. And then it was like Ryan's like starting to look at all this art. And he's like, man, you got to do something with this. Hmm. And I was like, OK, I'm going to let everybody write their own crossover stories with their IPs and Crom.
Right.
And I'll get over to I explained who Crom was. He's a little internet troll. He was born on Edwin's tablet when Edwin first drew him in that logo contest, right? And he's kind of cromnipotent. He's learned how to manipulate the internet.
I love it.
I love it.
So he can get in your files. He can mess up your, you know, like turn your computer off right in the middle of your live stream, you know, kick you out, you know, turn your computer off before you save those files. Ooh, gosh. I blame Crom for all that stuff.
So he's the one that's doing that stuff.
He's the one that's
speaking
doing
Crom.
So I gave everybody pretty much license to do whatever they want. You that's know, awesome. within reason. Okay, you got to stay within the persona of the character, because I mm-hmm. want the character to be the same guy in everybody's story, you know. So we have Doc Blaylock. Jim O'Reilly is doing a print. Eric Hodson, the dreaded dinosaur man, is doing a crossover story. Paul Gomez from Bushy Boo Circus is doing a crossover story. Ryan, the campaign manager, is doing a story. We got Brett Giuliano's talking about it. Brian Christgau from Six Gun Gorilla. I'm trying to find an artist that fits his style.
Right.
And he wants to do a story. Hex Allen from Nephilim Squadron. He wants to do a story. Dark Gift Comics. Anthony Hunting Alice. Anthony Romano. He wants to do a story. He's doing one. Damn. And the first person I went to was the guy who first drew Krom. Okay, I went to Edwin Artex Badillo, and I was like, hey, yo, this thing's kind of blowing up. And it wouldn't feel right if the guy who drew him first wasn't part of it.
Nice.
You know, I mean, it never happened if dude had never drew him for that logo contest, right? So I want to make sure he gets his love and gets his credit. Well, he's probably going to be drawing a couple of the stories for people. And, you know, he's already sent me some cover art, art concept art. Yeah, he jumped 100% all in as soon as I mentioned it to him. So, man,
that's amazing, Pops. So are you? So then, and I was going to ask you about that. So you have all these stories. So he's going to be drawing some. Do you have other, like, who are some of the artists that are going to be drawing, or some of the artists are also writing their own stories?
Most of them are writing and drawing, and I'm trying to match people together. You know, mm-hmm. if there's artists that want to get involved, I do have people that want to write stories that don't have an artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I think I got plenty of people writing stories though. Lakhem Amir sent me a script that I like. Yeah. I okayed it immediately. It was awesome. Eric Hodson's script was good. Like, that's what I mean. Some of these people have already submitted scripts and told me, you know, their ideas and everything. So this is happening.
Nice.
I mean, we already got at least 5 stories going in it, and it's you can do anything from 2 to 10 pages. Get with me if you want to be part of this. I'm stretching the time out to where, I need a script and a couple of consecutive panels by the end of the month.
Right.
Panels, not pages, a couple consecutive panels. So I got something to put on the sign-up page so I can show everybody. This is, you know, dude's doing this, and this guy's doing this, and this girl's doing this. You know what I mean? Because I want to keep upgrading that sign-up page as I get the submissions, you know, to keep everybody current on what's going on there. And, man, it's like there's so many cool people that want to be involved. It's going to be, you know, there's definitely going to be a second one. It's already kind of looking like there's a couple of people that have left me, scripts that are to be continued. So, you know, they went 10 pages and went, man, I'm not done with this story. I'll be in the next one too. I'm like, you know,
right.
Couldn't be happier right now.
All right, real quick, I just want to acknowledge that we have Miss Rena in the house and Frog G, and they say, what's up, Pops? And if you're just tuning in to us for the first time, we're talking to Pops Van Zandt, and this is Catch the Craze.
You are listening to Catch the Craze.
Yeah, so this is exciting. So you have your first campaign for a universe that you somehow built, you know, without realizing it. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like if you'd asked me 2 months ago what I'd be doing, I'd have said, Cromcom. I'll be doing what I do. Now the game is completely changed, but at the same time, it's like I told everybody, I got a campaign manager. I'm having RJ at Critical Blast handle a fulfillment. I'm not going to stop what I do for you guys to do this. Okay. CromCon's going on, Monday Madness going on. Pop's still going to be promoting everybody just like I always do. I just got to fit some time in to go on other people's shows, promote my thing. But I'm not going to stop doing what I do for the community just because everybody likes my idea about a book.
Right.
This is what I do.
Yeah.
I promote, right. You know, and you know, I promote the other YouTubers. You know, I promote everybody that's promoting. I want everybody that's doing anything cool to be seen. Right. You know, I mean, it's everybody does the rising tide and all that. And it's like, no, man, everybody just be fam.
No, I just love it, dude.
We don't always agree with our cousins, but we always got each other's back, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I love it, Pops. That, I mean, the fact that there's a method to your madness, pardon the pun, like you have everything really much set up. So I love that. So now, tell me, okay, so Crom, I love this little character of Crom. You know, so every single story is going to have him in it. With that other creator's, I guess, character, and they're kind of gonna, and that's how the stories, and every single one is that way. It's not just, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's all gonna be crossovers. I want it to be all interactive between other creators. I want other people to get seen. That's, I'm still doing what I do, right? Mm-hmm. I want you guys to be seen. Okay, so here's another platform that I can try and get these people seen and what they do, right? it just fits with what I do. All right.
Nice. And so, it's going on Indiegogo. Enter the Cromniverse. And Volume 1. I love that.
And I don't know, man. It's just, it sounded like something fun to do. I also have all the people that are doing a story are also doing a drawn-in tier so that a fan can be drawn into each story. Hmm. At least one fan can be drawn into each story. Now, I want everybody to know Eric Hodson's looking for a hot chick. Okay. He's got that dreaded dinosaur man story, and you know, it has something to do with the hot chick, and he wants to draw an interior to be a hot chick. So just letting ladies know, if you're going to sign up for one of those, sign up for Eric's. Thank you.
promoting. Just promoting. That's all it is. Promotion.
This is the old thing. And I say it way too much. I say it all the time. I'm trying to have a good time. I'm getting old. If you don't go out having a good time, why bother, right? I mean, don't get old and not have fun. Have as much fun as you can as you go out, just like you did coming in, right? As you were growing up, you were young, you went and had fun. Time went slow. Do you remember waiting for Christmas, waiting for Halloween? Do you remember how long you had to wait for those things to come?
That was the best.
So that magic, bro, and time goes fast.
So Pops, all right, so we left off with you buying that Thor comic and you got hooked, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where did Pops go from there? Like, where did the Pops Van Zandt kind of, you know, persona kind of come out from? Like, when did that happen? When you were DJing or when you were friends with a DJ? Like, tell us a little bit more about your background up in the game.
When I was doing the sidekick for the DJ, my buddy Rob Planick he wasn't even a DJ, okay? He was a production manager at Z-Rock. He made commercials.
Yeah.
He made all them spots, you know, Z-Rock, you know, all the cool voice, all that. That was dude, right?
Right.
And on Saturdays, they made him do a four-hour show. Saturday is the only day of the week there's hardly anybody at the studio, and he can actually go in the production booth and get shit done because there's hardly anybody there, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, man, will you come down to the station, answer the phones, you know, pop music in for me and stuff so I can get some work done? That's how it started. That's how it started. I was like, yeah, I ain't got nothing to do. I'll come down. Before you know it, he had gave me a nickname, an online nickname, which was Pa Bell, because I answered the phones, you know. And back then, I don't know if you guys remember, but Mountain Bell, they called the telephone system Bell back then, right? Yeah. Okay, so this, I'm dating myself a little bit, but, you know, I was Pa Bell on the phones. And basically, I just sat in there and played music, whatever I wanted, which sometimes pissed off the station manager because I didn't always follow the A-list. And he would call in and he'd be like, where's Rob? Oh, Rob's in his production booth and the on-air light's on. I can't mess with him, you know. It's like, what's he going to do? He can't get mad at Rob. I'm the one that did it. I don't work for him per se. So he can't even say nothing to me. Cause if I walk out, it's dead air. Rob's in the other booth. He needs to be really nice to me right now. Keep the music playing.
Even if he hates it, even if he hates the music, he's got to play, bro.
Now, I was cool though. If I didn't like the A-list song, I'd at least find something by that artist that was like the same length. you know what I mean? And at least play something by the same artist.
Gotcha.
Some songs I didn't care for. I'm not Frisbee, you know, it's like, what could you say? I was having fun, man. My whole life, I've tried, no matter what my situation was. Okay, I've been in prison twice for weed. Mm. Okay, for weed. Arizona was zero tolerance. You go to prison for that shit, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, especially if you ain't got no
better,
you know. So, you know, everybody knows I don't balk for me. That's part of my past. I deal with it, you know.
That's it. Embrace it. That's what I'm saying.
I played poker. I played softball. I did whatever, you know. I just tried to make
golf. Time.
I say what?
You play golf too?
Oh yes, I play golf.
Yes, nice. I saw you. I saw those photos.
Oh yes, right. I do play golf. I love to play golf.
Pops teeing off.
I play with a bunch of youngsters too, right? And they can hit the ball. And I go right back there to that back tee box where they're at, and I crack the ball as hard as I can, and then out there. I ain't giving up yet. I ain't giving up to old yet, dude.
There you go, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I will swing as hard as I can at that stupid golf ball.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic. So now I have a question that now it is Pops your original name, or was that a name that you were given or that you created?
The whole name is a nickname.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so how did that come about? You know, it's like Biggie Smalls. Like, how did Pops come about?
There's a lady back in Arizona. I don't think she lives in Arizona anymore, but I used to karaoke at the bar. And I could sing me some Ronnie.
There you go.
And the Van Zandt will come out. And she started calling me Van Zandt a long, long time ago.
Okay.
So that nickname just kind of stuck. And then I'm older now. I'm Pops to everybody. You know, my son's friends and everybody, they all call me Pops. So, you know, I just jammed the two together, and there was the stage Pops name for the madness. You know,
it's not. I mean, number one, you have a voice to be on radio like a VJ. I mean, and then the name itself. I mean, you got the full package, and now you got this troll that you're hanging out with. It's like, come on,
it's dope, man. It is so good.
It's. I mean, it's amazing because it all created itself. I tell everybody that. They don't believe me, but look, without a drawing, there's no Crom. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Without COVID, there's no Crom Con. Mm,
yeah.
There's so many things that had to fall perfectly into place, you know, get kicked out of a group, make my own group, all these different things that had to fall into place perfectly in this timeline for me to end up here right now shilling a freaking book, dude. I don't know.
but you know, Pops, like you're like the personification of when you get lemons, make lemonade, right? Like, no matter what happened, you found a way to do something else to turn it into a positive. You turned the negative into a positive, and here you are. You got Crime Con, you got the madness, you got, like you said, you have an anthology. And there are tons of people who want to work with you, which
that's
says
what blew me away. That was what blew me away. The amount of people that reached out to me and said, you know, I want to be part of that. And it was like, damn. You know? Also, I don't know if you guys are aware of Belmont Press Smokes the Fox. Mm-mm. Him and I are talking about doing a Smokes and Crom story and for part two or for book two. So, you know, Smokes the Fox is also signing up right now.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. And Weaponized Werewolf. It's like two books. It's Smokes the Fox and Weaponized Werewolf. You guys want to check this stuff out? You got to watch my show. Because look, all I do on my shows is talk about what everybody else is doing. You guys know that.
Yeah.
You know, every one of my shows. Monday Madness is highlighting people's campaigns. You know, I do the special editions like I did earlier with Mr. Boozy and Aslan the Awakening. For people who can't work on Monday, I'll do a special edition. We got the launch parties and the countdowns and, you know, whatever somebody needs, man, I'm there for them.
That's awesome.
You know.
Pops, when does your Monday show air for everybody listening?
It starts at 4 p.m. Eastern, and I changed it to the afternoon so I could catch that Australian crowd in the morning.
Mm, yeah,
you know, the UK crowd in the evening,
yeah,
and catch the Americans here in the afternoon and evening, you know.
Smart.
I changed it because it was like, man, there's so many new shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many people doing stuff now. And it's I want to try and find a clean air for my shows.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody else asks me, can you do it at this time? I kind of have to do it at that time. But, you know, for the most part, I like that afternoon time slot. I get good views in that spot, I guess, you know. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think when people know that you have a schedule, they know when to tune in.
Yeah,
you know, right. Especially when you're trying to build a fan base, you want loyalists. I think when you're sporadic, it's hard for people to find you because they don't know when you're going to be online. You know, the one-offs come into play. We have those as well, you know, especially with internationals. Sometimes they can't commit to our times, you know. So, but when you have a schedule, that's what contributes to your growth. And, you know, and you're doing
it. I tell people that all the time, man. All it takes is 1 week off. All it takes is you not to be there 1 week when they come looking for you, and they might not look for you next week.
Yeah, so true.
And that's why I try to make sure I make the show. When I say I'm going to be somewhere, you know, I say I'm going to have a show at 4 o'clock on Monday, then, you know, you can pretty much count on the fact that my commercial is going to start playing at 4 o'clock on Monday, you know. And yeah, I do play commercials, y'all. Yeah. I promote everybody. That's what I do. Yeah, you know, I mean, if they send me a commercial to play, I'm going to play it, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome, Pops. Mm-hmm.
So what can people expect from the Cromniverse Volume 1?
Man, just fun. Just, you're going to have fun. I mean, we're going to, like I said, we're trying to be fan interactive with the drawn in tiers. And we got some good ideas. There'll probably be a little Crom figure. You see all the other, everybody making the figure. Probably going to be a little Crommy running around. I have demand for a Crom plushie. Cindy Kemp made this crochet Crom.
Wow, look at you.
And I might ask her to make a couple more of these for the campaign. You know, that's, I might awesome. Ask her if she'll make a couple more of these for the campaign.
Yeah.
You know, we got the merchandise and everything. You know, I mean, it's coffee cups with Crom on it and t-shirts and hoodies and hats and, you know, we got
it sounds like so much fun. Pause.
We even have a Crom anime coming up.
What?
There's gonna be a little Crom anime spot by Pedro Iron. He's making it. I got some music from my nephew, who's a rapper out in Arizona. I got some music from him to run with the anime.
Nice.
So Crom's gonna have his own beat.
That's awesome. You know,
yeah, I mean, I'm having too much fun right now, dude.
Too much.
I told somebody a couple, I don't know, maybe a month or 2 months ago, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of waiting for people to open doors for me. If I see a little light under that, I'm kicking it in.
That's it.
You know, I actually have a song. A song on Rumble that is a little controversial. you know, it's called Call Me Freedom.
Okay.
You know, and I mean, I've tried, I'm just having fun doing whatever, you know. I'm gonna have fun going out, yo. I don't care.
when is the Indiegogo gonna go live?
It's going to launch on March 25th on Michael Bancroft's channel.
March 25th.
So, you know, Bancroft's been a big supporter of what we're doing, and he was nice enough to let me use his much larger platform than mine to launch my book.
That's nice.
You know, so it's just, everything's just falling into place perfectly. I couldn't ask for things to be better right now. I mean, I even have a 10-year-old grandson that I know is going to keep the madness alive long
That's
after.
That's right,
I'm
baby.
Gone.
That's right.
You know, so.
That's awesome, Pops. Listen, and when that thing goes live, you're more than welcome to come back and you know, talk to us more about it and get some pledges
here
on the show.
You can count on that. I'll be all over the place, dude.
Yes.
And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to go 30 or 60 on it.
Yeah.
It's a time frame thing for me. If I could do this twice a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I'm not sure if I'll be doing 60-day Indiegogo campaigns. I'll probably just be doing 30, and y'all just going to have to get it. You know,
yeah,
because I'm gonna have it right back up as a catch up on the next one,
yeah,
right away. Sense. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? So yeah, I just don't sense. See the purpose in stretching myself too thin in that area, and like you said, I got RJ doing fulfillment. I got Ryan running the campaign. I just get to be me, consult a little bit on the stories so that everybody knows who Crom is, and just do what I do, which is promote everybody. Just keep doing my job, you know. Throw a little link to mine in there every now and then. And
That's awesome. So what's the long game for Crom, for Cromniverse?
Like I said, if I can do this every 6 months, I'll just keep doing it. And anybody that wants to come do a story in the Cromniverse is welcome to come do a story. You know, they can bring their toilet aliens. I don't give a shit.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
I mean, just the only thing I ask people is don't try to paint his persona. Let me tell you who my dude is, right. and work with who my character is. That's You know, I mean, I would never deign to tell somebody else who their character is or how it should act when interacting with mine, but I'll tell you how mine will react in different situations and whatnot, right? Yeah. That's collaboration, right? Yeah. That's what...
it makes total sense, man. Total sense.
Yeah, I had to reject one. I had to reject one script because somebody was basically writing the persona of my character. It was like, wait, whoa. That's not my guy. Yeah. if anything, my guy would have made all that happen and been sitting over there giggling about it. You know, it's like you're missing the cromnipotent part of this.
Love it.
You know, he was kind of stooging my dude. You can't stooge my dude. You know.
Nice. And when's the next CromCon?
Not this weekend, but next weekend. We have a full slate again, filled up within 24 hours.
I know I'm in there.
Starting out on Friday night, we are doing the countdown party for 47 Furious Tales at 7 o'clock with Sam Quentin. You guys know Sam, right? You know, we're doing his countdown party at 7. At 8 o'clock, kicking off ladies' night. They're kicking CromCon off. I'm getting out the way, letting the ladies take over. And it's always wild when the ladies take over. You know, you put the disclaimer up and you duck, bro. That's it.
Duck. I think I'm on the 29th at 6:30.
Yep. And you know, we got RJ is doing the Sunday night panel, RJ from Critical Blast, and Michael Bancroft's doing the Saturday night panel. I don't know who he's bringing yet, but it's, you know, Bancroft show is always good, so I'm sure it's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be his first time at CromCon. Man, it's just all action, guys.
I know. So CromCon is going to be on January 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yep.
Cool.
And then Monday Madness, and then Tuesday Brew, and
you're gonna be Wednesday, dead by Wednesday. Break. Yeah, by Wednesday, you're gonna be dead. Sleep. No, Pops, that sounds exciting, man. Can't wait. I can't wait for your book to come out. CromCon's always gonna be fun. So everybody, just sign up. Sign up to Pops. You know, YouTube channel. Check that out.
That was the other thing I wanted to say. The reason that there's 2 months between now and when the campaign's launching is because I want it to be done.
Yeah.
Everything done except the drawn-in pages,
right?
The drawn-in panels. Everything will be done so that as soon as this campaign's over, it's going right to print.
Oh,
okay, so that's why 2 months now on the sign-up, while everybody's getting the art and the stories put together, and you know, I'm not launching this thing without us having, you know, files done. Yeah. You know, it's I want everybody to get their books right away.
That's smart.
I want to do this twice a year, so. Yeah. You know, I got a 6 month plan.
That's why I launched mine like 4 months before my book is done, because I want to make sure it's finished. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to make sure it's done, man. You have to make sure that the book is done so that when people, you know, pledge, they know that they're going to get it right away. So that's a smart thing to do. But yeah, no, man, that sounds great.
It's going to be fun. It's just going to be fun.
any final words for the audience, Pops?
Subscribe to Comic Talk with Pops Van Zandt. If you're not familiar with my channel, all I do is talk about all the amazing stuff everybody else is doing. You know, you might catch some books you've never seen before. You know, I know that was the case this evening. You know, not too many people know about Aslan the Awakening, Ajahn Uzi's book.
Yes.
It was on Indiegogo. Not too many people know about it, but I read good stuff. You know what I mean? It's like there's so many great indie comics out there right now.
Absolutely.
And I mean like so many.
Yes.
I mean.
And it's like almost every day they're just popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. There's so much.
You know, take a good look at them. You know, back what you like the look of. You know, keep these people happy. Keep food on the table. Keep them coming back to make more books. We need the next generation to be interested in what we do.
Absolutely.
Okay. All ages books. Anybody that's doing all ages books that wants to be on the Madness, please.
Yeah.
You know, by all means, because I like exposing my munchkins to that.
All right, cool.
You know, I got four grandkids. I want them loving comics, and I want to be able to show them comics they can love.
That's duty of Uranus.
Listen, that you want the same reaction you had when you were at that store, right? Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
Right here. You know what I mean? Exactly. That's the reaction you want. And that's the only way it's going to grow, and that's the only way we're going to keep going, because otherwise, forget it.
Your grandson's got books I don't got. He does. He got books I want that I don't got. He's like, you know.
Fucker.
Yeah, it's like his grandma be bringing him stuff, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, I don't even got that. He's got that Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man number one.
Yeah. Oh wow.
I don't even got that one. You know? Wow. It's like, come on, dude. You
know, it's funny. I don't even know what I have. I've had my comics in long boxes for over 25 years. I don't know what's in them.
Yeah, no.
I just know that they traveled with me wherever I went. Yeah. So I forgot what I had in there.
You want to see what's in the press right now?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what's in Pop's press right now.
Pop's press.
Whoa!
Oh, Steve's War is signed, too.
Signed!
Damn.
I have that one, but I don't have it signed. Look at you, beast.
We got that one in the press just getting prettied up a little bit, you know.
Look at you. Look at you.
Got this one little crease down here in the corner, man. Just drive me nuts. I've been trying to get rid of it for 2 months. Yeah,
put that in the vault.
Ugh.
That looks great, man.
Mm. Yeah.
One little tiny little dent down the corner. I'm like, get off my butt.
Oh shoot.
But, you know, that's the life of Pops, man. Grandkids, comic books, and you know.
There you go. Magic Dragon.
Listen, man. We got to have to do this again. This has been a lot of fun. Anytime, brother. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, man.
Anytime you guys need a last minute guest, whatever, somebody bails on you, let me know.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely.
Mi casa, su casa. Much success to you. If you haven't signed up, guys, the link is in the chat. It's also in the summary. Check out Enter the Cromniverse by Pops Van Zandt, and also subscribe to his channel. Really cool. Just like us, he's a lover of the indie community. That's and right. You know what? And that's why we do what we do. So we appreciate you so much, Pops.
And I appreciate you guys, man. You know it. You know
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Pops. We'll talk soon, buddy.
We're doing the Lord's work, man.
There you go. Peace.
Take care, bud. Oh, Pops is awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, so that was Pops Van Zandt. And again, it's Cromniverse. It's on Indiegogo. It launches in March. You got a whole crew working on that stuff.
Fantastic.
So if you haven't signed up yet, the link is in the chat. And the link is in the summary. If you have any questions about it, put the questions in the chat. We'd love to take questions. And what did you think about this episode? If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up. You know, show some love, give us a thumbs up, recommend this to a friend. You know, Cast a Craze, we stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Amazon Podcasts, on Apple Cast. I mean, everywhere there's a streaming platform, we are there. So you can subscribe to us. You're driving to work and you can't watch us on YouTube. You can listen to us on one of those streaming platforms, you know, and if you want to catch the video, come over here. All the links are also in the YouTube channel or Twitch or Facebook, whichever you prefer. Subscribe to the show. Help us grow, because when we grow, the indies grow.
That's right. And we just got up to 523 just now. So we just got about subscribers. So thank
you. I'm like lost.
Yeah, this is amazing. Wow. Amazing. And a big shout out to everybody who joined us tonight on the chat. Michael San Martino, Trish Bankston, Veronica. Let's see who else we had in here. We had Mike was on there, Trish. We have Frog G, Miss Reina, 1000. Thank you all for joining. And Veronica says, lots of fun, guys. Great stuff. Thank you, Veronica. And we will be back again next week live on Wednesday. But yeah, we have a show on Friday. So make sure you subscribe.
We have a show tomorrow, What's in the Box. We have another. Right. And again, if you want to be featured on What's in the Box, all you have to do as an indie creator is first, subscribe. And second, send me a PDF to contact@castthecraze.com. And you will be featured on What's in the Box. So currently I'm looking for books for What's in the Box for the last 3 weeks in February, because I have shows all the way through the first week of February. So if you want to be featured on What's in the Box and let the world know about your book, remember, I'm not a critic. I'm not going to give you 5 stars, 0 stars, none of that stuff. I'm going to read your book. I'm going to read it out loud. I'm going to challenge your characters and their thought process. And, you know, I'm going to get a little animated. That's what I do. You know, I can't help myself.
Yeah, going to spoil endings. I mean, it's going to be a good time. Good time. So make sure you send your book over. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. You know, so tomorrow's What's in the Box will be up. And, tomorrow's a big day. Yo, so I just want to say thank you to the 55 people who signed up to follow The Nail in My Toilet on Kickstarter. I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Duty definitely appreciates you. So he's 45 soldiers away Earth. We need to get to that 100. Can we get 100 signups before Duty to invade Earth? This is going to be crazy. Who's going to join Duty's army?
We call 55 the double nickel. So
it's a special badge for the dudesters. So are you going to be a dudester and get that official badge? That's going to be crazy. And what makes you even more important as a dudester is that first day when we go launch on the 15th of February, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on our launch party. Those of you who joined the launch party and actually pledged that night, you will be getting an official dudester badge, and you'll learn all about that the night of the campaign. So don't want to miss that. Duty rewards his soldiers, right? So Duty needs 100 soldiers. There's still 45 slots on his UFO. So we need 45 more of you. So keep it coming. Thank you so much. We appreciate every single one of you. And don't forget, the same 55 of you that signed up for Duty, signed up for The Adventures of Wonder Duck, because you're not going to be disappointed. You know, we've been working on these projects for a long, long time. It's a passion. It's a work of passion. And George loves Wonder Duck just as much as I loved. When I met George, he was drawing ducks. When I met George at the School of Visual Arts life drawing class, where it was nothing but male models, and we were like, I'm done with this. So we just started talking because we got tired of looking at the naked dudes up in front. And that, and then he showed me his little booklet of a hip-hop duck. He's been drawing ducks since back then. So you got to get The Adventures of Wonder Duck.
Yes, yes, please do. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you to all of you who have already subscribed. The campaign doesn't go live until May, so you have some time, but definitely go on there. The links are on the show notes. Join our fun stories. Make sure you get on there, read them. There's an alien in my toilet. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. February 15th. There's other covers. Sam's got some other covers and
fantastic covers, bro.
Yo, so much stuff. But yeah, brother. I think we're done tonight.
With that said, yeah, we appreciate every single one of you. Again, I know George said it, but you know how I do. It's like Veronica, thank you so much. Frog G, thank you so much. Pops Van Zant, Miss Reina, Michael San Martino, Trish. Can't wait to talk to you on the show. Trish, let's see. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Did I get everybody? Let's see. I think that's everybody. With that said, I am Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
George the Dreamer Medina.
And we are out.
It's just easy. It's not.
Crazy.
Acquiesce. No, I was talking about my friend Acquiesce. I met him.
Say my name, say my name. Right?
This is what you were thinking? Oh,
my God. He described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Bobby. Girl.